it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Well, well, well. Welcome to the Big Monday Show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, back at it for another week. Hope to put you in a good mood. The big American Idol finale was last night. The big Game of Thrones finale was last night. I'm not going to spoil Game of Thrones, but I will spoil American Idol last night. And the winner of American Idol last night was Lane Hardy. So, good for them. It was good to see him win. It was just a fun show last night. I got to do some stuff with Lionel, which was on TV last night. It was fun. Weezer was there. Dan and Shay. It was a whole thing. But it was fun. Idol's coming back next season. I do not know if I will be a part of it yet. They have me if they want me, meaning I can't go anywhere. But it's like, what happens is I signed a 2-year deal, but it's like a 1-year deal with an option. So they get the option to keep me or not. I do not know if I'll be back. I don't even know who's, I don't know who's coming back. But I guess it's if they want to pay. Not for me. They basically got a coupon for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was good. That happened. We'll talk more about that later. Let's see. I went to see Avengers over the weekend, which I went on Friday night at, 7:30, which means the movie didn't start until 8, and it was over 3 hours. I didn't even get home till midnight.
Yeah.
And I somehow avoided spoilers for the Avengers for a month. Has that movie been out a month yet? Close? I avoided the spoil, and I'm not going to spoil anything. I'm not spoiling Game of Thrones. I'm not spoiling Avengers. That being said, I did not see the end coming. A little long, I'll be honest with you. Everyone's like, 3 hours doesn't feel like it. No, it felt like it. It was good, but it felt like it. There's just so much fighting that they could just like do a little quicker. Like, just have the fight scene and move on. But I'm just, it was good. I'll give it a solid B+. Hard to live up to the hype. Almost impossible, and it didn't quite, but it was still really good. That's what I would say about Avengers. So, anyway, there you have it. Pretty good. Amy, you good?
Yeah, doing great.
I saw this, and I thought about Lunchbox today. A new pair of underwear that you can wear for a week.
What?
Oh. Woo!
Yeah. I like that.
I know you already do that without, you know, it being made for that.
Well, you can turn it inside out. This sounds like you can just wear it.
Like, what's so special about it?
A company called Organic Basics is claiming its underwear can last you a week without washing. The underwear is made out of recycled nylon and treated with silver, making it naturally antimicrobial, and it kills all the bacteria. A 2-pack costs $48.
I mean, that's not bad, because if you break it down, you're probably paying like, $5 a day, $3 that's a day for underwear? That's pretty good.
I don't trust it.
I wouldn't trust it.
Oh,
yeah.
My goodness.
I just don't.
Guys, if scientists say it's okay, then it's probably okay.
Remember that next time we bring up something where scientists say something and he's like, that ain't true. If scientists say it's okay, then it's probably okay.
Here's the Bobby Bones Show podcast highlight segment of the day.
So what's happening in your neighborhood?
Well, somebody spray painted, like graffiti, the word death on a wall, like right by my house. And I don't like it. It's huge. And it says death. And I'm like, oh, it's just like not pretty. And it was like this white, plain white wall. So I'm kind of like, nobody's fixing it. So what if we go buy white paint and we paint over it and fix it? It's not our property.
But is this vigilante painting?
Well, so it's vigilante vandalism because they vandalized it with the word death, but also it's not my property either. So if I go paint over the death, am I vandalizing too? Because it's so, but then I see like a war happening because what if the people that tagged it, that's tagging, right? When you graffiti a wall.
I don't know if writing death is tagged.
No, it's like it's written like tag.
Oh.
It's like graffiti. Yeah. I'm pretty sure it might be one of the gangs in my neighborhood. But so if I paint over it, then are they going to retaliate? And then what if they see me doing it and then they take action? I don't know. I mean, it says death.
My advice would be to leave it alone.
But it's just
okay, but you asked for
I'm
advice.
Cleaning up the neighborhood.
My friend and I... With her luck, she'd be painting over it and the cops would see her doing it. And then...
They probably would think that, and I'd be like, do I look like I'm repainting death on a wall?
I would say leave it alone. It's not a bad word. If it were a bad word or a body part, I would say you paint it over.
Okay, so I leave it alone.
But for a couple reasons. One, it's not yours to paint anyway. And two, what if they do get mad? I say don't. Lunchbox?
Listen, Amy, if you want your neighborhood to be clean, you got to clean it up yourself. And one person starts a movement.
Oh.
You do it first, and then people will get behind you, and they'll start covering up other graffiti throughout the neighborhood. It makes it a totally better place. You're making the neighborhood better, so listen. If the cops see you doing it, the cops will help you.
Oh, it's tell me something good.
Yes,
maybe.
They'll say, you know what? Wow. You're helping. Let me get a paintbrush, and they'll help you paint.
He does bring up a good point.
I mean, yeah, I'm telling you, it's not pretty. It's like this white wall, and in bright red spray paint now it says Death. And I see it every day.
And that may be someone's tag name. That may be their name is Death, so they put their name on it. They're not saying,
and but whoever cleans it up might bring death to
me. If you want help, I'm not scared.
Okay.
You guys ever watch Live PD?
Yeah, it's great, awesome. Dude.
Yeah, I started. Like, it's on A&E?
Yes.
Yep.
Live, like Friday and Saturday nights.
And so I'll be flipping through it, and it's just like a whole block of time. It says Live PD for like hours, and I'll stop on it. You ever watch it?
No.
Have you ever seen it?
No.
I only saw it because these knuckleheads were talking about it.
Right. It's so good.
Yeah.
And I'll be in my hotel and in California, and I'll be like, there's no time zones are different. They don't have all my channels, which irritates me. So I hit Live TV, Live PD. And literally, they'll go, let's go to Evansville, Indiana, and we'll check in with the police department there. And is there a cameraman, or does someone wear a body cam?
No, it's a camera. There's it's a cameraman. Crew. Yeah.
It's awesome. They do it in Williamson County, right outside of Austin. They've invited us to go ride along.
Oh, my gosh. You should go.
So I know, but
they'll throw to them.
It's and awesome.
You don't know what's about to happen. There'll just be a cop pulling someone over. They'll go, boo. And just go, okay, we're going to check in Evansville, Indiana. This is Officer Mark. And Mark pulls up behind him, and he's like, I watched some car drive into a curb. Obviously drunk.
He's drunk, yeah.
Just boom. And so he gets out, and he's like, how are we doing today? And I'm like, oh, boy. We're about to have to. And of everything I watched, there was no action, but there's always – it's live, so there might be action.
Yes, correct.
I've never seen action, though.
Oh, I've seen action.
You have?
Oh, yeah. I've seen action. I saw one where they were following a lady who was involved in a carjacking. And then they stopped at her apartment complex and just waited for like 30 minutes till she got – it was a standoff. And I'm like, this is crazy. A live standoff.
On Live PD?
Yeah. It's somewhere in Arizona.
Yeah. It's fun to watch because you just don't know what's going to happen. It's a show like Shark Tank that you can just keep it on and be entertained and not be too dialed into it. Like, that's my universal show. If I just need a show and someone's over at the house, we're like, what's – just put on Shark Tank.
Yeah.
Live PD is that kind of show to
me
now.
Yes, it is.
Because you can just put – it doesn't matter when and where.
Oh, okay.
Just put it on.
I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, you'd probably like it. Maybe not.
Yeah, Stevenson might. He loves police. Is it okay
Ooh,
for kids?
I don't
kids?
Know a kid. Yeah. You never know what you're going to get.
Yeah, because I saw some drug stuff.
Yes. Sometimes it's a routine traffic stop, like Bone said, but sometimes it's something serious.
I only see the routines. I haven't seen anything good yet. So, yeah, you should check it out. And don't paint over your wall.
What if it's at night?
Even worse.
I was going to go at night.
I have an idea.
Amy's like, what if it's at night and I take a gun and I'm wearing all red?
Like, oh,
now you're a blood.
What if she spray paints like "Till death do us part"? Like something, make it positive.
Add to Ooh. It.
Yeah.
No, it's
or like
it's
Death
ugly.
Valley, go LSU.
Yeah, there we go. That's what I'm talking about. Go Tigers.
Yeah. Okay. I'll keep y'all posted.
What? No, just don't do it.
No,
we don't
I
need
really
to be posted
might.
Again. Just don't
no,
do
I'm
it.
Gonna, no, okay. I might be doing it.
You've heard me talk about how much I love my Sleep Number bed, but not only me, because listen, who cares about me? Amy, you love yours too, right?
Oh yeah, it's amazing.
And with you and your husband can have different Sleep Number settings.
Yeah, that's the best part, because I'm a 40 and he's a 60.
That's how old you guys are?
No. Oh. That's our Sleep Number.
My Sleep Number setting is 30. There's never been a better time to save on proven quality sleep right now. And during the Memorial Day sale, the Queen 360 Smart Bed starts at only $999. So many couples disagree on mattress firmness, and if I'm correct, you guys almost split up over that, huh?
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm kidding, but they're different. I sleep by myself, so I don't have to worry about that. But the Sleep Number 360 beds are so smart. They sense your every move. They automatically adjust to you. Go in during the Memorial Day sale and save $1,000 on a new Sleep Number 360 Special Edition smart bed for temperature balance and comfort at an exceptional value. You'll only find the Sleep Number in the 575 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find the one nearest you at sleepnumber.com/bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
Let's go over to Raymundo in the glass room with the news this morning.
Over 40 tornadoes struck over the weekend in 6 states. There was a lot of damage in Oklahoma, Kansas, and Arkansas. In southern Indiana, a house exploded, killing one person, injuring others. They're still investigating the cause of it. And finally, congrats to Lane Hardy on winning American Idol last night.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Morgan number two runs our social media and our website and all of our digital. And she just bought her first house. So how long have you been in the house, Morgan number two?
I've been there about a month and a half now.
Look at her. She's 25 years old. Got her first house a month and a half in. I have a list of things here that she said she's learned to do. Number five, clean the floors on my hand and knees like Cinderella. Is that what you do?
Yeah, I have hardwood floors and I've learned that I actually have to keep them clean.
Getting a new house is like getting a new car where you want to keep it super clean for a long time. You're like, oh, and then there's just a point where you go, I'm over it. And then you just let hamburger wrappers back in the floorboard, you know? At number four, swap out a plumbing unit.
Yeah.
What?
I added like a pet wand so I could wash my dog in the shower, and I had to like put in a diverter in there, and I had to figure it all out.
I'm impressed.
Wow.
Number three of the things Morgan number two knows how to do now with their new house, change the air filters.
Yeah. I had to get up in the ceiling and like bring it down and put a new filter in.
I always get scolded when I have to change my air filters because I change them like every 7 years.
Yeah, that's not good.
And it's just black.
It's not even an air filter anymore.
Is that your allergy issue? Yeah.
At this point, it's just a piece of black felt.
Yeah. It's gross.
And then the guy's like, hey, do you ever change your air filters? And I'm like, there are air filters here?
Where are they located?
Well, good for you. And then number two on the list, pick up dead birds.
So I have two neighbor cats, apparently, that like to kill birds, and they leave them in my lawn, and I've had to pick them up, and I, like, cry and vomit in my mouth all at the same time. But right. I did it.
Okay. And the number one thing Morgan number two has learned to do with her new house is mow and weed eat her lawn.
Yeah, that's impressive. Lawn looks so good.
There it is. Yeah, do you like it?
Side hustle.
Yeah, I'm loving. Like, I actually enjoy going out and mowing my lawn, and I feel proud.
That'll
the construction
end too,
workers across the street, though, like, make fun of me. They definitely laugh at me.
By making fun of you, you mean stare at you and flirt?
No. They are actually laughing at me because I'm so little and the mower is so big and I can barely maneuver it around.
She's
but
like,
I enjoy it.
The construction guys, they just stare at me. I'm in my bikini mowing. Like, who doesn't? Like, doesn't everyone do that?
They make fun of me by whistling at
me. Yeah. Are you having a housewarming party?
Yeah, I'm going to. I'm waiting on two things. My island isn't ready yet, and I kind of need that. That's kind of the center.
Like your bar?
Yeah. It's kind of the center point of the whole house, so like I need that to have people over. And patio furniture. Once I have those two things, I'm squared away, and I'm ready. So hopefully within like the next month.
What's the biggest thing you've learned from having a house?
It's so much work. So much work. And I have to like save money. I actually have to like kind of grow up a little bit.
Are you saving money?
Yeah.
Are you spending? You go out a lot though, huh?
I know. It's a lot. Like my mom even was like, you kind of need to rein it in a little bit. Well, so I'm still working on that part.
There she is. She's growing up right in front of our eyes. We knew her when she was just 24. And now look at her. She's 25. Yeah, there you go. The Bobby Bones Show. Hey, you're going to go over to Kelsey in New Mexico. Hey, Kelsey.
Hi, Bobby.
You good?
Yeah, we're good. Sorry. I was trying to clear my throat here.
Oh, you're all good. What can I do for you?
So my son is actually graduating pre-K today. We listen to your show every morning on the way to school. It takes us about 45 minutes or an hour to get to school every day. And we listen to your show every morning and we try to get in. So we figured this was an opportune time because he's graduating today and he is a huge fan. He walks around singing Hobby Lobby Bobby.
Oh, yes. The latest smash from the Raging Idiots. Look at this.
Okay, yeah.
Congratulations, though. What's his name?
His name is David.
Oh, David. Well, tell David we said congratulations. We're really proud of him, and I hope you're proud of him, too.
Oh, yeah, we definitely are. He's had a rough year. He broke his arm and just got his cast off the day before yesterday. So,
oh, wow.
How do you do that?
He's had a rough school year. He fell at school, so.
He did not fall.
He tells me all the time. He swung off of a bar and landed wrong and broke his arm.
But he probably fell, though, huh?
Oh. Yeah. So he's doing good now, but yeah, he's had a rough year and he finally is graduating and we're super excited about all this.
Well, thank you for the call and congratulations and appreciate you listening to the show every morning.
Oh, no problem. Thank you.
All right. See you later. You know, speaking of graduations, someone just sent me this. This is a kindergarten graduation in Cornersville, Tennessee, singing the Raging Idiots song When I Grow Up. Yeah. Eddie and I did a kids record a while back, and that was one of the songs that we did that actually was a pretty big song for us. When I grow up, kids sing this thing every year, man. I grow up, I can be whatever I want, what you'll see. Oh, I know I can be anything. I grow up, some kids got a little croup there, but
so
other
cute.
Than that. But yeah, shout out to those kids graduating in Cornersville, Tennessee, and making that video.
Love it.
Eddie, yeah, we did a kids record called The Raging Kidiots.
Yeah, it's a play on words.
Yeah, obviously we're the Raging Idiots, but the Kidiots, Raging Kidiots. yeah, there you go. Good call. Bobby Bones
Show. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30 Second Skinny.
Luke Bryan revealed that he has 20 pairs of cowboy boots, 10 in his closet and 10 on his tour bus. He also said he didn't plan the boot giveaway to a contestant on American Idol to go along with his new single, Knockin' Boots. He says he's not that smart to have planned that.
I was with Luke when he did that, and because the kid walks out on American Idol, which, by the way, last night was the finale. It was an amazing show. This kid walks out during Hollywood Week, and he has on a pair of old boots with holes in them where you can see his big toe. And I was right there, and Luke's like, hey, what's up with those boots? Because the judges don't talk to those kids. They never did until they came out and performed. And so Luke was like, here, take these boots. And it was, yeah, it was all organic. But, yeah, Luke's a good dude. He's a little too many shoes, in my opinion, but... You know?
Oh, hey, coming from what? Mr. Shoe Guy?
I'm kidding.
Okay.
I'm being facetious. I have a whole closet full of shoes. All right, what else, Morgan, number two?
Big and Rich dropped a cover of Madonna's big hit, Like a Virgin.
Like a virgin, touched for the very first time, like a virgin.
Are they being funny?
No, I'm so weirded out right now. No.
I don't. It's weird adult men yelling the word virgin over and over again.
No, I know.
Is that like a joke?
I don't know.
It was up on their YouTube page. I don't know.
They're probably just being funny, right? That's fun. That's just funny.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, we're going to go with now it's funny.
Okay.
It's like when Lunchbox says panties. Like men just, certain adult men saying things over and over again.
And then they're saying it very slow. And I'm like, stop.
All right, what else, Morgan, number two?
Brantley Gilbert confessed that he actually loves all of the animated shows and movies his son watches, like Paw Patrol and Mickey. He says they make him really good these days.
How you feel about that, Amy? You watch kid shows?
Oh, I mean, no, not really. No. I mean, my kids, they're older than Paw Patrol. But I have some friends that, I mean, I think they agree. Paw Patrol's pretty good.
I still watch SpongeBob because I fall asleep to Nick at night and I wake up SpongeBob on Nickelodeon.
Mm-hmm.
I can take in some SpongeBob. All right, Morgan number two, is that it?
Yep, I'm Morgan number two. That's the skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
This guy named Walter is 76, and he's a regular at the community blood bank. He donates blood every 8 weeks. And at one of his recent appointments to donate blood, the nurse was doing an early checkup and said, hey, you can't donate this day, because your heart is skipping too many beats. And so the nurse is like, call the doctor. So he called the doctor, he went to urgent care, he got an EKG, which one of those heart tests, he received the news, he needed a triple bypass surgery.
Oh my goodness.
Immediately.
Wow.
He received surgery, it's done, he's healthy, he's in good spirits, and on Monday he was reunited with the nurse, who had no idea that her screening had actually saved his life.
Love it.
The nurse didn't even know anything except, I can't take your blood.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is kind of a double thing. One, it's for him, because had he not been giving blood, he wouldn't have known that his heart was blocked up.
Yeah.
And then two, had the nurse not been actually paying attention to things, he wouldn't have known that his heart was blocked up. So he goes in, and now they have a newfound friendship, and they see each other every 8 weeks. So that's a pretty good story. You give blood?
No, I have before, but no, not regularly. I have for, like, if I find out people need it. Which
I know,
is so
me
bad.
Too. Me too.
It's in, like, if a friend or family, something.
Do you know your blood type?
I don't.
I don't either. Do you guys, is that a thing? Should we? I mean, we should
we
know.
Should know.
We've been
we should
told
know.
Probably like
yes, I know,
times.
But I don't know why I can't remember. I mean, it's
me
not
too.
Like it's that hard.
I think mine's like red 69.
Yeah, that's
is
it.
Is that a blood type?
Yeah,
I don't
yeah,
think
yeah.
so.
Oh.
I don't think so.
Yellow 5?
Stick with that.
No.
That's not it. Is that what the Mountain Dew?
Yes,
chemical?
That's in soft yes. drinks.
Oh. Yeah. Anyway, I like that story. I just thought I'd share it. We should find out our blood type. How do we do that?
Yeah, I tried to text our, you know, our friend is our doctor, and I needed it for something, and I just texted him at home. I'm like, you know my blood type? Can you just like go into a database and figure it out? He never got back to me. So I don't know.
Mine too. And if it's yellow 69, you're going to be embarrassed.
I don't know that he can give me your information.
Oh, okay. All right.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Ashley showed up to work a little bit late, and her boss said, "Look, Ashley, we're going to have to let you go because you keep showing up late." Ashley goes, "You think you're going to fire me?" Walks over to the pool table, grabs two billiard balls, throws one at the manager, misses, throws the second one, and hits her right in the face.
Wow.
Ow.
So police were called, and she was arrested for assault and battery, and she lost her job.
Man, you can really hurt somebody with a pool ball.
Yeah, those are hard. Yeah.
And you can throw those fast. Yeah. Like, that's just the right weight.
Yeah.
Those are perfect for juggling and perfect for probably bashing in faces. Wow.
Oh,
I'm just not somebody who gets angry like that. Like, I don't understand the rage that comes out of people.
Well,
like
she was mad she got fired.
No, I get it. But I've never just been like, ugh. Have you ever seen me rage at all?
No.
I know that's a thing with people, but for me, it just is not a thing. I never get so upset that I lash out. Like, I always do this. Mm-hmm. Just go into my shell.
Like, not going to feel
it. Some people probably like, I don't see how people do that, how they just don't let their emotions out. But I got a lot of repressed stuff down there, Amy. I've just been holding on to it for years.
I know, but you're getting to it sometimes, right? You've been digging.
Have I?
You went digging, yeah.
And I mean, look at her picture. She doesn't look like a billiard thrower. She looks kind of like she could be attractive.
Lunchbox is like, I'd date her.
She looks like she could kind of be attractive.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, she looks like one of those teachers to hook up with a kid, and you're like, why? She could have had anything.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine, Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Oh, yes, time for Amy versus Lunchbox. Amy, you'll get three questions that dudes know.
Yeah.
Lunchbox, you'll get three questions that the ladies know.
I'm ready.
And let's play the game. Amy, you're up first.
Ready.
How many pins are in bowling? You've bowled before.
Yeah.
How many pins, though, when you throw the ball down there, how many are the white pins are there?
Golly. Oh, I mean, the first thing that popped in my head is 10. 10.
She says 10. Show me 10. Correct.
My grandma managed a bowling alley. Thank
you. Your grandma, really?
That's awesome.
Yeah, in Birmingham, Alabama, in Fairfield, actually. And it was quite dangerous part of town, but we still went there every day. And my grandma, she would just sit there and smoke cigarettes and play cards with her friends. And we got to eat all the snacks.
And bowl all
and
you
bowl.
Wanted.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah.
What luxury Italian car has a golden bull as a logo, like a golden bull logo? It's the logo. What luxury Italian car?
Italian. I'm trying to think. Italian. Is Lamborghini Italian? But is Lamborghini a bull or a horse? Porsche is a Lamborghini. Lamborghini, like linguine. Like it's Italian, a Lamborghini. Is that Italian or is it Bugatti? It's either Bugatti or Lamborghini. I don't know.
What is your answer?
I guess I'm going to go with Lamborghini because it sounds like a pasta dish.
Show me Lamborghini.
What? Yes. Yes.
Yeah, Amy.
Okay. Feel good today.
Lamborghini. I didn't know Lamborghini was Italian.
Me neither. I just knew it wasn't like, you know, Tesla.
Ratatouille.
Or
Amy.
What?
Predator, Commando, and Total Recall are all movies starring what actor? Predator.
Oh gosh, it's either Arnold
Commando,
Schwarzenegger or
Total Recall. Total Recall.
Bruce Willis. It's Bruce Willis or what did I say? Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'll be back. Total Recall.
Are you drunk?
No, I just really... Total Recall is not Die Hard, Total Recall. No, it's Terminator, Total Recall. It's Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Show me Arnold Schwarzenegger.
What? Yes. I've never been 3 for 3 ever.
And you just kind of...
Oh,
You kind of dug your way through all of those.
Wow.
It's funny to hear how our brain works.
Yes. Ask a bunch of questions to no one. Yes.
Now y'all know all my secrets.
Lunchbox.
Yep.
You had three questions meant for the ladies.
Yeah.
Question number one. In yoga, crow and crane pose have you supported by what part of your body? If you're doing crow and crane pose, what part of your body is actually supporting you?
Your foot.
Your foot. Show me foot. Oh, I'm sorry. Do you know?
Like your elbows and arm area. Whatever this is.
Hands okay would have been the
answer. Well, your whole, yes. But
so
your
you would have
knees
missed it too. So, I'm sorry. Oh.
All right. Okay. I mean.
Lunchbox, waterfall, fishtail, and Dutch are types of what?
Dances.
No, incorrect. Do you know that, Amy?
What did you say?
Waterfall, fishtail, and Dutch are types of what?
Oh, braids.
That's correct. And finally, yeah. Selena Gomez is the third most followed person on Instagram. What other female pop star has more followers than her? So Selena Gomez is 150 million. What other female pop star has more than her?
Taylor Swift.
No, it's Ariana Grande. Would you know that?
Yeah, I was going to. Well, at first I went Kardashian-Jenner family, but
not
they're not
a pop,
pop
star.
Right, so Ariana.
Would you have got that if I'd have given it to you?
Yeah, if I needed a minute.
Well, you didn't have a minute. You are the winner anyway. There she is.
Yes.
Amy with another Amy victory this morning in Amy versus Lunchbox. Look at her. Can't stop. Oh, whoa. Oh, wow.
Racing through my brain, and I just can't contain.
Wow.
This feeling that remains.
Oh, wow.
Sing it, Amy.
There she goes again. Racing through my brain.
There she goes again.
And I just can't contain.
We're all drunk.
I mean, I used to fight this song, and now I'm just embracing it. Yeah, I used to want to get rid of it, and now I'm just going to own it.
Sing it, Amy.
There she goes.
There she goes again.
All right, nice win.
The Bobby Bones Show.
This podcast called Get Real with Caroline Hobby is so good. And she talks to Lauren Akins, who's Thomas Rhett's wife. And it's pretty crazy because Lauren talks about how Thomas Rhett confessed his love right after she broke up with her other boyfriend, her longtime boyfriend. They were just hanging. Listen to this clip.
And then he was like, hey, I've got to tell you something. And I was like, okay. And he was like, I've been in love with you since I was 15 years old. So when he said that, I was like, first of all, you've ruined our friendship. Like, we can't be friends anymore. Me knowing this about you.
Uh-huh.
And second of all, absolutely not. If we were to ever date, if we were even going to try this out, it would just be rebound.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah. Wow. I didn't know that.
I know. Listen, today after the show's over, check out the Get Real podcast with Caroline Hobby. Here, I'll play you one more clip. This is Lauren Akins, Thomas Rhett's wife, said that right after he told her, he was like, I'm in love with you. He was like, all right, I'll kiss you. And if you don't feel anything, I'll drop it. Listen to this.
He dared me to kiss him.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was like, no.
After he confessed his love?
No. Yeah. And he was like, we just try it just one time. And if you hate it, then we'll just leave it alone. I'll never mention it again. We don't even have to be friends anymore. Like, we'll just drop it. I was like, no, absolutely not.
Isn't that funny?
Maybe
that's the move.
Baller move. I
just
dare you.
Anyone, I dare you. I double dog dare you to kiss me.
If you feel nothing, we'll move on.
Speaking of, she has like a million social media, like maybe more than that. She has a million followers on social media.
Bobby Bones. Yeah.
You ever have someone on social media that you don't really know, but you wish you did and you wish they were your friend?
Yeah.
Like personally, because we always feel like these people are our friends. I do. There are people I've never met in my life. And I feel like they're my friend just because I watch their life on social media. And I hope people feel that way about me, honestly. I hope that we put enough out there and we're entertaining that they feel that way. So around the room, if you could hang out with anyone from your social media, who would it be? Amy?
Reese Witherspoon.
Oh, yeah? Why?
I mean, well, I just would like to cook with her and play with her little Frenchie bulldog. And we could go walk our dogs together and hang out. And she's inspiring to me.
She has a French bulldog?
Yeah, it's so cute, too. She may even have a couple of them.
That's what I've been looking at.
Yeah. I'm telling you, they are so cute.
Well, here's been the issue so far. I'm looking to adopt one, but some of the rescues that have them, they're like 4 or 5 years old. And so
oh,
I
you
don't
want
to. Yeah, mm-hmm. I want a puppy. So I haven't taken one yet.
What is it? The dog?
I like Reese. But I mean, she's someone that I've liked for a really long time. And I get it. She's not the same person that she is in her movies, but...
But she's on social media.
Right, so I see the her side on social media, and I'm down with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, what about you?
I think mine is Ed from Bare Naked Ladies. Because I love Bare Naked Ladies.
It's been
Who's Ed? Is he the singer?
He's the rapper, but now he's a singer both because they kicked out the other guy. Yeah. I love Bare Naked Ladies, and I love Hootie, and they're going on tour together all summer. It's like I'm just going to sit there the whole time going, oh, it's going to be awesome. But Ed, I was watching this clip of Ed, because he's the rap guy. Hold it now, Mickey Hood wink.
Ed Robertson.
Yeah. Yes. So he was on, you know, he wrote the Big Bang Theory song.
Okay.
That Bare Naked Ladies did. And it all started with a big bang bang, you know. This is Bare Naked Ladies. And so this is him talking about how he wrote that song.
I think we're going to find out at the end of that show that the secret to the magic of the entire run was that 30-second theme song at the beginning of the show.
That's correct. And it's going to be a hit single on the radio when the show ends, because all the stations are going to add it.
Yeah.
He's so funny on there. Those guys are so funny. One of my favorite bands. So I'd be friends with Ed from Bare Naked Ladies. You don't like that one, Lunchbox?
Well, he just seemed kind of boring. I didn't think he was very funny there. You played a clip. I was like, that's who you want to hang out with? Some guy. I mean, there are so many more interesting people in the world than some guy, Ed, from a Bare Naked Ladies band. You could go John Mayer.
Kind of know John Mayer a little bit, though.
I mean, there's so many models, like hotties, you would want to be. I mean, you're single, and you want to hang out with some dude named Ed.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, what is wrong with you? Like, okay. Come on.
Who is yours?
Oh, man, this is easy, dude. Yeah. I mean, there's no question. Johnny Bananas.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I mean, we are going to be.
So, wait, Johnny's a better name than Ed? You want to hang out with
some guy named Johnny?
Like, Ed's, your criteria, Ed's far richer, far more famous.
Oh, he is not more famous than Bananas.
Ed from Bare Naked Ladies?
Yeah, look him up. Look his social media.
What do you want?
How many people does he have on social media? Probably 5,000?
You can look up Bare Naked Ladies. Okay. That's
because Bare Naked Ladies haven't been around in about 25 years. So no one, like, Morgan number two probably never even heard of them.
Bare Naked Ladies, Morgan number two?
Yeah, I have.
There you go.
29,000 followers.
That's it? 29,000?
Bare Naked Ladies. Bare Naked Ladies.
Oh my goodness. Get out of here. Bananas has like 700,000. Get out of here with it. More
I don't
famous.
Think social media matters.
Oh, now it doesn't matter.
Right. Lionel Richie has 150,000 followers.
Everyone knows who he is.
Right. That's my point. It doesn't.
Yeah, older people do. I'm talking about the young crowd, and Johnny Bananas is popular with the young crowd. And if you look at his social media, he has so much fun. He's always at the beach, hanging out, relaxing.
Do you think that I'm more famous than Johnny Bananas?
No.
I have way more Instagram followers than he does.
Ugh.
According to your logic.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't think you're more famous than him. He is superstar.
What's the Johnny Bananas versus me Instagram follower count? Can you look that up?
Yep.
But you just said social media doesn't count.
It doesn't
you
look count. Up Johnny Bananas. That's my exact point, that it doesn't count.
He has 618,000.
Okay. Boom.
He has 618,000. How many do I have?
969,000. That's crazy.
I'm getting close to a million, man.
Dang, dude.
So, okay. Just by your logic and social only, I would be more known than Johnny Bananas. I don't know who Johnny Bananas is except from you, but I'm not saying he's not famous.
Dude, he is super famous.
I'm sure he's a wonderful dude.
He's awesome. And so, yeah, that's who I want to be friends with.
Eddie, from social media, who would you be friends with?
Okay, hear me out on this one.
Okay.
And I've met him before, but Billy Currington, see, he's my spirit animal.
Yeah.
This dude, he just lives the beach life. That's what I want to be when I grow up. Except he's not grown up. Like,
except
he's still
older
young.
Than him.
Am I?
I think so.
Dude, he just
maybe
like.
Not. Look him up.
Like, even his friends in Hawaii, they're just chilling.
Even his Instagram is Coconut Man or something.
BC Coconut Man.
Billy Currington's 45, so he is older than you.
Yeah, living the life. Snowboarding, surfing, playing sold out shows. He's even hanging out with some dude at a bar just playing his guitar.
Hmm. So Eddie picks. Okay, so far Amy, Reese Witherspoon,
yeah.
Me, Ed from Bare Naked Ladies, Lunchbox Johnny Bananas, Eddie Billy Currington, Morgan number two. If you could hang out with anyone on social media, who would it be?
It'd be Halsey,
yeah.
The pop artist. She is so unapologetically herself. She wears whatever she wants. She says whatever she wants. Like, I just feel like we'd be great friends.
You want to know something about her? One of my friends just produced a show that she was on, and he said about Halsey, that she is the absolute nicest pop star that he deals with.
Oh, cool.
Well, there you go.
We were on an elevator with her once. Do you remember? And she was wearing a yellow raincoat, like, as an outfit.
Was that Halsey?
Though.
All I remember was like,
just, I'm pretty sure
it was just weed central. It was like, oh,
somebody's smoking the reefer.
But she's supposedly super nice and like easy to work with. Yeah.
I feel like we get along great.
Wait, buddy, good luck.
Thank you.
Should this be a challenge so you can hang out with our person
Ooh,
first?
We still have Billy Curtin's number here somewhere, right?
He left it for me. I think Eddie stole it.
Yeah.
My kids are obsessed with that song right now, by the way. That's the all Halsey I hear.
Billy Currington came in the studio one day. And we were talking upstairs. He's like, hey, man, come to Hawaii. Come stay with me. We'll hang out. And I'm like, wait, what? I'm not, first of all, I'm not going to Hawaii. Secondly, if I do, I'm not going to, hey, well, Billy, it's Bobby.
And he wrote it on a piece of paper.
He did. And he's a super nice guy. But like, I would never take someone up on that offer.
Yeah. I think I might.
Like, hey, man,
it's Eddie from Bobby Bones.
You gave this to Bobby, but I took it. Oh, that's funny, man.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So heads up, if you are looking for a VRBO house, if you're coming to Nashville, you can now rent Reba McEntire's former Tennessee house. It's like 30 minutes outside of Nashville. It can sleep 16 people. There's 8 bedrooms, 7 bathrooms. It's going to run you $3,000 a night, though.
Oh, wow. For that kind of price, Reba better be there.
No,
play
but
me,
I mean...
Play me a song.
I'm sure it has Reba vibes.
What's VRBO stand for?
Vacation Rental by Owner.
I've never done that. I always feel like, Amy, because I see so many stories where people put cameras in those houses.
Yeah.
That I'll be on camera. And I'm not even doing anything cool.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not even like I'm there with a bunch of, like, girls. They're, like, partying. I just know I'd be on camera picking my nose or something.
Yeah. We use it. We do it either VRBO or Airbnb. Like, when we've gone to the beach twice, and we've done it and had a great experience.
You don't feel like people are, like, have cameras in the toilets and stuff?
I hope not. I don't know. I mean, I guess people do that in hotels, too.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, they do.
All right.
Aaron Andrews.
Yeah, but that was a dude who put a people camera.
Oh, yeah, he was specifically stalking her, huh?
Yep.
Okay, so SAT scores will soon be accompanied by an adversity score, which takes into account a student's home life, community, and school system, and then colleges will be able to see that score. So it'll have, like, the actual score and then whatever they're calling this, the adversity score, based on their upbringing.
And you know how they really find it based on, like, crime rate in the town. Like, it's actual data. It's not just a number that they assign to someone because they go, oh, I feel bad for them.
Yeah.
But it is something, like, I came from a bad place. I think anyone from my town would have had a high score.
Yeah. I mean, I this was interesting to me based on how you grew up, and I was curious what your thoughts on this were.
I think it's tricky. I mean, for me, I grew up in I didn't go to the greatest school. I didn't have a good education, but I was able to seek out how to take those tests. Like, I chased it myself and ended up being really good.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know. We'll have to see how it goes. It sounds on paper like it's a great plan.
Right. Because basically, it's just to give them a fuller picture of where this applicant is coming from, like their background. Like, oh, maybe their score is not as high,
not as high,
but maybe here's why.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, like, what would Aunt Becky's kids be? Negative then? F score even higher? Yeah, what up?
Another Aunt Becky joke. Okay.
It's not a joke. That's a real question. Like, if you're super rich and you have a great education, like, you negative?
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, what else?
Okay, so like less than half of us are now eating dinner at the dining room table. So the question is, I mean, back in the day, it used to be more common. So it's like, where are we eating? You know, the couch,
bedroom.
So it's curious around the room, like where we eat most of our meals. And I mean, my family, I'll just start personally, like we eat at the bar area a lot. But when we do sit down at our dining room table, I'm telling you, we have our best meals and like family time together, and our kids laugh. I mean, we need to do it more. I don't know why we don't, because it's good for us.
Well, I live alone and have no kids or no wife or girlfriend or dog. Or I have, so for me, it's probably 50-50. 50% at the bar, like in my kitchen.
Yeah.
Or 50 in my bed. I'll just take it and go. I don't leave my bedroom very often. So I'm 50-50. Lunchbox?
Ooh, it's 90% on the couch, 10% standing up in the kitchen.
standing up in the kitchen.
Yeah,
you
because
just eat it like you're in a hurry.
Yeah, because you got a baby. Now. I have a baby now, and he gets fussy and he's hungry. So you're just trying to eat while you're trying to make him a bottle or whatever. So you're just eating it as you're cooking it, and you eat it standing up.
That makes sense.
Interesting. All three different scenarios. Yep. All right, there you go.
Okay, I'm Amy. That's my pile.
It's time for the good news
with Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Stephanie lives in Bentonville, Arkansas. She gets done at the gym. She grabs her water, grabs her ring out of the little cup holder, walks out to the car, puts it on top of the car, and drives off.
Oh, we've all been there.
Yeah.
And maybe she gets home, and she's like, oh my gosh. She tells her husband, I lost my ring. I left my wedding ring on top of the car. Husband goes back, looks for it, can't find it. There's some construction workers nearby. He tells them what's going on. He leaves. An hour later, a construction worker finds it, gets a hold of John, and returns the wedding ring.
Wow.
Woo! He kept looking. He didn't give up.
Lucky found it, and then good for him to give it back.
Yeah. Yep.
That's good. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine, Mr. Bobby Bones. Let's
go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Now, looking at the menu this morning, coming up, Amy is thinking about being a vigilante in her own neighborhood. We'll talk about that. And also, I have a guitar game coming up, which I'll play the guitar part of a song. You have to guess
okay.
what the song is, okay? Now, though, the morning corny as we go over to Amy.
The morning corny.
What happened when the butcher backed into his meat grinder?
What happened when the butcher backed into his meat grinder?
He got a little behind in his work.
He got a little
funny.
Behind. That is
yeah.
funny. That's good. That's good. Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one.
That was the morning corny.
It's a Bobby Bones show.
So if I play this part of a song, it's just a guitar part from All the Small Things.
Yeah.
Like taken from the recording, right?
All the small things, true care, truth.
All right, I'll give you one more example. Can you name this one? Just a guitar part. Sing it out loud.
Hold on. All the small things. No. Y'all threw me off.
It's bigger than you, and you are not me.
It's
given.
Losing my religion.
Okay.
I am. Okay. But you got it. Everybody's got it. That's like a mandolin and guitar right there.
Got
all you're going to hear. I have five songs. You guys, take your pens out. Amy, right. Lunchbox, producer Eddie, I'll play you just the guitar part of the song. All you have to do is name the song. Don't need the band. If you say the band and you're wrong, you miss it, though.
Ooh,
if you're trying to be cocky.
So don't do that.
Song number one, and action. Sound familiar, Amy?
Yeah.
Sound familiar, Lunchbox?
Yeah.
Everybody in?
No.
That's all they do over and over?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the whole song, actually.
5 seconds.
I'm in for the win.
Yeah, more.
You're going to give it away.
I don't care.
She doesn't care.
5 seconds.
That's it.
All right, Amy, what is your answer? All right,
that's your answer. I can't think of it.
Lunchbox?
That's AC/DC, Back to Black.
One, that's not the name of that AC/DC song. It's Back in Black, but it's also not that song.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, I got
Eddie?
It wrong.
That's Sweet Child of Mine.
I felt that.
Sweet Child of Mine.
I was so close.
I was too.
You had the melody.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, song number two, just from the guitar, okay? Here we go. Sound familiar?
Yeah.
I'm in for the win.
All right. Amy, your answer, please.
Smells like Teen Spirit.
No, sorry. Lunchbox.
That's Enter Sandman by Metallica.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Eddie.
Enter Sandman.
Wow.
What is it? How is that? What's the name? Enter Sandman?
Yeah.
Exit night.
Like enter.
Exit light. Oh, enter. Whatever okay. It is. What is it?
I can never, never
wait, wait, it's exit boom, light. Boom, boom, enter boom, night. Boom,
yeah, that's boom. It.
Exit okay. Light.
All right.
Enter night. Take my hand.
Sing it, Lunchbox.
We're off to Never Never Land.
There he is. Here we go. Next one. Name just by the guitar part. Amy, you have no points, by the way.
Thank you.
I'm in for the win.
Amy's got her head in her hand.
Yeah, she's struggling.
Because I know this, but I don't. I need more. I need more than just the guitar part.
Sing it.
Ah! All right.
Is this an Ease My Trouble Man? Or do we already sing
what
that?
You got? What
yeah,
you got?
5 seconds.
Isn't the sense of time? Hands of time.
Time? Amy, your answer?
Oh, I don't know. That's my answer. I don't know.
Lunchbox.
Yeah, it's Kryptonite, Three Doors Down.
Was that what I was thinking?
You were so close,
so
Amy.
Close.
Oh, shoot.
Eddie?
Kryptonite.
Yeah.
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 Okay, good, okay, good, go.
You want another one?
Yeah. Yeah,
come
I'm
on,
in.
Amy. Come on, Amy.
Okay. Woo.
All right. Lunchbox.
He's struggling.
Hold on. Lunchbox.
Peaches.
No.
All that. And he goes peaches.
Amy.
Santeria.
There you go.
Oh my gosh.
Eddie.
Santeria. We sang the whole song. Lunchbox.
I just said the song. I don't practice Santeria.
I don't practice peaches.
I don't practice eating peaches. I don't eat them in a can.
But I didn't know that was the name of the song.
Here we go. Ready?
Who
go.
Sings it?
I don't practice Santeria. I ain't got no crystal ball. If I had $1 million, well, I'd spend it all if
there
I could.
There
you go. I don't practice Santeria.
All right, one more.
What's is that?
Sublime. Ooh, oh, Amy's still that. In the game for her and Lunchbox for last place. Eddie, you got this running away.
Well, give me a hard one.
All right, last one. Part. All right, Amy.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yes.
Woo!
Lunchbox.
Bohemian Rhapsody. Queen.
Eddie.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
There you go. Eddie, you are the winner.
Yeah!
You didn't miss one, my friend. Woo! To be fair, you are a musician.
Yes. And one of them wasn't fair because we played with Three Doors Down.
But why? Well, I got that. That was easy.
Okay. Right. I like a Lunchbox would go like band name too, even though he's going risky.
No, when I know stuff, I know stuff. I just like to show off my knowledge.
A, D, C, D. Back or black. That's good. Nice job, everybody. Good game.
Yeah,
it was a fun game.
That's fun.
That was a fun game. That's a fun game.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
Show.
Hope everybody had a good weekend between American Idol finale, Game of Thrones finale. I saw Avengers. Thought that was good. I thought it was real good, not great. But I saw Avengers. It was good. Amy, what about you? What happened with you this weekend?
Yeah, well, just quickly got to give a shout out to the nice police here in Nashville. Yet again, they made Stevenson's weekend. Like, we just stumbled upon them having, like, their helicopter and SWAT van out because there was some, like, Metro Nashville like 5K or something. And they were so nice to Stevenson. He got to sit in the helicopter. He got to get in the SWAT truck.
He got to sit in a helicopter?
Yes! I mean, obviously it wasn't going to like take off or anything, but yeah. And then climbing up in that big old SWAT truck, and then they took pictures with him. And of course, he's obsessed with policemen. Like, I mean, he's basically going to go on a cross-country tour visiting like all kinds of police stuff in state to state. Like, everyone is always so nice to him, and I love it.
Yeah, that's really cool. Mm-hmm. And he's going to want to be a police officer.
He wants to. Yeah.
They're so cool to him all the time.
Exactly. And my husband's like, he's cool with that. He just wishes Stevenson would get just as excited when he sees airline pilots, but he doesn't.
Well, he sees more police officers than he does pilots.
I know, but, you know, I think...
I know your husband's a pilot.
I know. He's cool with him like being all about policemen because he loves it. But at the same time, he's like, God, why doesn't he get excited like this about airplanes?
Lunchbox, what happened with you this weekend?
I was driving to pick up dog food, and my car reached 199,000 miles.
Wow, woo! Look at this. Wow. Look at this guy right here.
The 05 Altima. Guys, there's been times that I thought it was dead and she was gone, but we've brought her back to life, and we are at 199,000, and now the next stop is 200,000 miles. That's amazing.
It's impressive.
How long are you going to run the car?
Until it dies. I mean, she is going to be going until she dies, until the wheels fall off, until I take it into the repair shop and they're like, listen, it's going to cost you more than she's worth to fix, but until that day, she's going to keep going. Like right now, it's making a...
Oh yeah, it's pretty loud.
It's a loud noise, but it takes a licking and keeps on ticking, baby.
Get this, 100, almost there, almost 200,000
miles. 199,000, woo-woo! Wow.
Well, let me say this. It was a pretty cool weekend. For me, I'll mention this. We put tickets on sale to our Raging Idiots tour on Friday and did oddly wonderful. There's still a lot of cities you can come. Denver, Chicago, RagingIdiots.com. That being said, we played a bunch of rooms too, Amy, that I didn't know if we'd be able to sell. We played bigger rooms this time. Yeah. And I was really nervous. Like, I was really nervous because I'm going... What? Because it's going to be a fun show. It's going to be like half comedy, half music. And mm-hmm. I've done full stand-up, and I've done full music with full band. But it's going to be Eddie and myself with two guitars telling stories and jokes and playing songs. And Walker Burrows from American Idol is going to play keys. And it's going to be half. So I didn't know people would come. But it was a really good weekend. And I can't wait. We're still writing the show, which is going to be fun. And then Jesus Knows was the number one song, number one comedy track last week. There's a new episode of the Get Real podcast with Caroline Hobby. It's so interesting. She has Lauren Akins on, who's Thomas Rhett's wife. And they talk about how they met, like 5 years old in kindergarten. But she talks about how Thomas Rhett confessed his love for her right after she broke up with her longtime boyfriend. They were hanging out on the front porch here.
And then he was like, hey, I've got to tell you something. And I was like, okay. And he was like, I've been in love with you since I was 15 years old. So when he said that, I was like, first of all, you've ruined our friendship. Like, we can't be friends anymore. Me knowing this about you.
Uh-huh.
And second of all, absolutely not. If we were to ever date, if we were even going to try this out, it would just be rebound.
There's another clip where she talks about how it was weird to make out with Thomas Rhett for the first time because they were such close friends forever. And here's that.
He was such the friend zone, and I was just not... It grossed me out to think about it, truly. Because I was like, really, brother and sister? And then when we kissed, I was like, when did I miss you growing up? Like, how did I miss that? But I totally did.
Isn't that funny?
That's funny, yeah.
So check out that episode of Get Real with Caroline Hobby wherever you listen to your podcasts. It's a really good podcast.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
Police responded to a medical call at this elderly couple's home, and they took care of the situation. All was good. And when they were leaving, they realized that the wheelchair ramp at this couple's home was just not functioning great, wasn't working, wasn't safe. So they left, but went and got tools, came back, and fixed the wheelchair ramp and made it usable for the couple again. So they went above and beyond.
Yeah, that's cool, because that definitely wasn't something they had to do.
No, not at all.
That's what it's all about, right? The humans looking out for humans, man.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine, Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
Woo! This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Hey, thanks for hanging out with us. Pretty big night last night for me, as the American Idol finale was.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. It was big time. It was. I've never been at something like that was such an event. So it's pretty cool. And I think This is me. I did a, you know, I would throw out to a reporter sometimes.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw out to me last night at the end of the show.
Okay.
So here I am. This is, I'm going to throw to me now, who, this is me last night after American Idol ended.
All right. Thank you, Bobby. It's me, Bobby. We are backstage right after American Idol, where Lane is the new American Idol. It was a crazy night. One, met Hannah from The Bachelorette, didn't know that she was The Bachelorette. And she was like, Bobby. And I was like, oh, and I didn't know what to say to her because I didn't know if I knew her or not. It's one of those weird things. She's like, I listen to you all the time. So The Bachelorette from Alabama listens to the show. And so we talked for a long time. We sat together for a while. She didn't tell me who won the show, but she was super nice. We followed each other on Instagram. Got to go and hang out with Weezer a little bit, but I felt cool. And I was watching her practice in the trailer, so I did not get a picture, but I did get him to sign an album. I acted like it was for someone else. Crazy night. Lane is your new American Idol. That's all. I'm actually in a bathroom right now because John Party's here. Dan and Shay are here. Kane Brown was here. It was a crazy night. And so thanks to everybody for all the retweets and tweets. And I'm still holding out. I haven't seen Game of Thrones as I'm doing this right now. All right, back to the studio. This has been a weird thing where I throw it to myself. But okay, goodbye.
Bobby Bone, come on.
You know, I have aspirations after the show to be in politics.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. I've been talking about that pretty openly. And I'm not a big believer that because you disagree with someone politically, you have to hate them as a person. And so that being said, I saw someone at the airport who I just disagree with 100%. Super famous political person. Super famous. I so disagree with them on just about everything that they say and stand for. That being said, I was like, I'm not going to be a hypocrite. I'm going to go up and start a conversation. And I did. Amy had the most delightful conversation. We talked for like 45 minutes. It was one, and I'm not going to say who it was.
Oh, but yeah. I mean, I figured you probably wouldn't, but I mean, I want to know.
Here's my point. People, my people listening right now, you disagree with a lot of people. As a matter of fact, the only person that you ever agree with all the time is yourself, right? That's it. Even people that are kind of like you don't agree with all the time. Even your best friends you fight with sometimes. I'm going to tell you, politically, I could not disagree more with this person. Love them. Sat down, talked with them. Amy, I'm telling you, it was one of the best conversations I've had in a long time. We didn't even talk about politics. It was two human beings just being humans. And so, let me write down who it was.
Yes. And yeah, I love that you have this story and that you're able to share it because it's a perfect example of that. Because sometimes people don't get to meet the people that they probably think they hate on TV or whatever, and they just have all these nasty thoughts. But this is such a perfect example of, like, if you were to ever run into them and maybe talk to them or be a
we're
part
all
of
humans.
Their
at
like,
our
have dinner.
Core,
yeah.
We are all human beings.
Yes.
And we don't have to let our political differences. There's a place for that. And mm-hmm. that's when you go and vote and you go and you campaign for your people. You go out and you, Amy, here it is. Can you see who it is?
I can't.
Oh, okay. Hold on. I'm in California, Amy. I'm just trying to hold up to the screen. I'll text it to you.
Text me.
Yeah. Anyway, it was awesome.
Okay, yeah. I need to know. And then I'm going to be able to be like, oh, yeah. If Bobby could have a delightful conversation with this person, then yes.
Because I'm saying.
There's hope.
Very, very famous.
Oh, wow. Wow. Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. This is really delightful.
Amy, the most. I mean, we had the greatest time. We talked music. We talked all kinds of stuff.
That's awesome.
Anyway, it was good. It was really good.
Love that.
That being said, that's my only point.
I mean, do you make a friendship? Is this someone like maybe when you get into politics, even though y'all disagree, he may have your back?
Probably not.
Okay,
but
probably not.
Not in the politics world. But I could sit. But we had a great time hanging. My only point was, as I was sitting there, I was thinking about it. I was I just wish people could see people they really thought they disagreed with about everything in life and just be humans with them.
Mm-hmm.
So that was all. It was great. I mean, we really took there for 45 minutes. That being said, by the way, people are animals. Talking about that's good. La la. People are animals at the movie theater. I went to the movies. I don't go often because this is too much, like grossness. And also, people have no idea how to be normal, how to have manners. Like, people are pulling up their phones and just texting in it right in the middle of a dark movie. Or on Instagram. I watch people pull up their phones, just look at Instagram during the Avengers.
Mm.
This is why movie theaters are dying. Because people don't want to leave their house. We can now get them on Netflix. We can now get them on Apple TV or Hulu. And then you go, and people wouldn't stop talking. People wouldn't stop looking at Instagram. If you're going to go to a movie, like, shut everything down. If you have to do it once, if it's an emergency, you know what? I guess I'm okay with that. But I see you pulling up and you're on LinkedIn checking for job prospects during the Avengers.
Oh, yeah.
That was frustrating. What else happened to me? I'm getting on the airplane flying out here and someone sneezed on me.
Well, what do you mean on you? Like
on
they
me.
Didn't cover their nose?
No. They sneezed behind me and they went, and then I felt it go all over me.
Oh, that's disgusting.
So I'm probably going to die soon. I didn't even look back to see who it was. I couldn't look at them. Because if they look sick, I probably feel, so I'm fighting that today.
Maybe, I mean, did the sneeze cold. Just happen upon them so quickly they couldn't, like,
I don't know. It was
put their elbow up to their nose?
Let me conclude my talk here with this. I found the political discussion wonderful. Disagree with him totally on politics. As a person, we talked for a long time. It was great. However, people in movie theaters, you got to stop being animals. Two, cover your face. When you sneeze, take your arm and vampire, sneeze and cough.
Like Dracula.
Yeah, into your arm, into your elbow, inside of your elbow. I'm done.
These are some good tips, Bobby.
Thank you for coming to my talk.
You're welcome. Bobby
Bones, come on. I was listening back to a show the other day, which I don't do a whole lot, but I was laughing out loud because Eddie and Lunchbox were arguing over who could read commercials the best of those two. Lunchbox is like, I'm a better reader than Eddie is.
Yeah, for sure.
And Eddie's like, I'm bad, but I'm a better reader than Lunchbox is.
Absolutely.
So, Amy, I have a game that I'm going to make them do.
Okay.
So, dun, 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 dun. All right, welcome to the first ever Read the Commercial game.
Oh, boy. Where's my commercial?
I can't wait for people to hear this.
So, I guess we'll flip a coin to see who goes first, and the other one's going to leave the room. Because I don't want you guys messing with each other.
Oh, okay.
I would never mess with them, but yeah.
Okay, so, Lunchbox, would you like to call it?
Yeah.
Call it in the air?
Tails never fails.
Tails, you are heads. So, Eddie, you get to pick. Do you want to go first or second?
I will go first.
You will go first.
Yes,
Lunchbox,
yes.
You can leave the room, please.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Do I get to see the commercial?
You will when you come back.
Okay.
Now,
good luck, Eddie. Don't choke.
Yeah, thanks, Lunch.
Do we just want to give them both the same YMCA commercial?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay. This is a commercial that Amy would do for the YMCA.
Okay.
Ooh, I think I've heard this.
Okay, here you go.
All right.
And you're going to have it's a 30-second read.
Okay.
And we're going to see how you do. And me, Amy, and Morgan, number two, will be the judges.
All right.
All right.
Oh, my gosh. It's kind of longer than I thought. It's a 30. Okay. All right, here you go.
It is a 30. Now, are you ready? You have a 30-second timer.
I'm ready.
And do you want to see the clock as it goes?
No.
Okay.
Oh, because it's got to be exactly 30?
Well, yeah, it's got to be close.
Yeah, just hold it up and I'll glance.
All right, and go.
Hey, it's Eddie, and if you're a YMCA member like me, you know the Y is a great place to connect with our community. Our children get to make new friends, moms get to work out and take a much-needed break, and we all benefit from discounts on YMCA programs like swim lessons, youth sports, and summer camps. Plus, Y member referral programs allow you to refer a friend and you, and you can both save up to 20% every month. So Y members out there, join me, Eddie, and share the Y with your friends today.
Yeah!
Okay, here's the thing. His time was exactly 30 seconds.
Oh, now, wow.
Now
good job.
Did I mess up a few words, Amy?
Well, I wouldn't say he messed up a few words. He's a little janky at times, but I thought...
Did the message come across?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's go to the judges here. Amy, what would you give him, 1 through 10?
Wow, I mean, I thought it was pretty good. I don't really feel like he messed up.
Go ahead.
Ooh, okay.
A little rushed in the beginning, but you made it right on time, so I guess it worked out. But it seemed like the beginning was fast, and then it slowed at the end. But, I mean, I think I'm probably going to the Y. I'm gonna go check out this Friends deal that they have going on. I'm giving it an 8.
An 8.
She likes
wow.
it.
Wow, an 8. Good. Okay. Morgan, number 2.
I don't feel like I would go to the Y after that. It was really good. It was very well read, and it was great, but it didn't excite me, really. Oh. But I'll still give you a 7.
A 7?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
Okay, so far, score 15.
Thanks for clapping for me, Bones.
It was just me and you.
The only one. Thank you.
I have to give you a 7.
Okay, that's good.
I thought it was okay. It was live. I thought you didn't stumble on words, just kind of lost your place with sentences and where they should end and go.
I felt that right in the middle, yeah.
I give you a 7, so there you go.
Okay.
Good job.
Okay. There's no way Lunch gets through it.
Your total score
He's going to go brrr.
Yeah, we're going to start over.
That's what he does. Every time he messes
your
up.
Your total score is 22.
22, baby.
Now, it's a big deal that you hit 30 right on.
Yeah, that's a huge deal. Yeah. In fact, I was kind of surprised that you nailed the time.
Thank
that's
you.
Big.
Okay, there you
Man, when I looked up at the clock, too, I lost my place.
A score of 22. Eddie, you have to leave when he comes in?
22. I do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you can't be
You got it.
Yeah.
Bothering him, because he'll cry about anything.
So I'll leave now.
All right, Lunchbox, come on in. All right, Lunchbox is now walking in. We're doing a commercial read-off, because they were arguing over who is the worst at reading live commercials. Lunchbox, and ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the studio, Lunchbox, everybody.
Yeah. The man, the myth, the legend in the building. Gosh, you guys were in here for like 45 minutes. Taking that long to get through one read?
No, we had to give our scores.
Oh, I got you, I got you.
So, Lunchbox, this will be your spot, same exact spot as Eddie.
Yeah, yeah, let me see it.
It'll be a 30. It'll be for the YMCA.
Oh, yeah. YMCA.
Right. Now, that being said, we'll have a timer up here. You can look up at any time in the timer. You'll be credited for how close you get to exactly 30 seconds as well. Are you ready, Lunchbox?
Hold on, I gotta read over the commercial. You don't just give it when you
that
do
was
a commercial.
It's,
Eddie
it's
just
a rip
got
and
it.
Read. Yes, it's like you grab it.
Oh, rip and read.
Are you ready? And here we go. 30 seconds begins now.
Hey, it's Lunchbox. If you're a YMCA member like me, you know the Y is a great place to connect with our community. Our children get to make new friends. Moms get to work out and take a much needed break. And we all benefit from discounts on the YMC programs like swim lessons, youth sports, and summer camp. Plus, the Y member referral program allows you to refer a friend, and both of you can save up to 20% every month. So Y members out there, join me and share the Y with your friends today. Boom, 29 right. seconds. Perfect.
And with a
Okay, let's go to the judges now.
Boom!
Are you really booming that? Are you booming that?
Yeah. I have one mess up. It happens.
Well, let's start with Morgan number two this time. Morgan number two.
It was more energetic, and I did like it. But that mess up, I got to dock you for that. I got to give you a six.
A six. All right.
All right. That's fine.
Solid score. I'll go next. I thought your energy was really good.
Yeah.
You had two mess ups, actually.
Two?
Yeah. You had the blah, blah, blah. And at one point, you just called it the YMC. You forgot to.
I don't think so.
He did.
You for sure did.
Oh.
He called it the, and we can pull the tape if we need to, but
yeah.
It doesn't matter, but you called it the YMC.
Okay.
And you were a second under.
Yeah, it's fine. You'd rather be under than over, because if you go over the spot break, it messes everything up.
I'm familiar. I do this for a living. Yep. I do this a lot.
Because Ray gets mad when you send him commercials that are over the 30 seconds, because I know someone that does that, Amy, all the time, and he has to edit forever.
Ray, why don't you talk to me about that?
Everybody's getting angry.
Do you talk to Lunchbox?
Because she made fun of me at the end of that, so I was like, all right.
This is the game. Lunchbox. I give you a 7.
What did you give Eddie?
That's not part of it.
No, you guys are just trying to hold me down. Whatever, go ahead.
I gave Eddie a 7, and he didn't mess up, and he hit it on time.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but he has no energy. He doesn't have fun with commercials.
Wait, what are you giving Lunchbox?
A 7.
You're giving him the same?
Eddie was a better reader. Lunchbox had more energy.
I agree. Lunchbox definitely had the better energy.
But okay, go ahead. Amy?
Well, I gave Eddie an 8. And
you don't have to say that first.
An 8? Wow!
Go ahead.
That's all right.
Go ahead.
But I'm giving you a 7.
So 7
because
and
the
7
mess up.
And 6 is 20. Bring on Eddie. Let's go over the scores. Eddie, come on in.
So Eddie won, but you guys are losers.
There's no chance.
Did he take that long to read?
No.
I thought he just won. Finished.
You won.
Lunchbox.
Hey, guess what happened to you?
Did he go? I knew it. You can't do that on a live read.
Lunchbox with a 20. Eddie with a 22.
Hey!
Which makes Lunchbox the worst commercial reader in the land.
Yeah, and he's been doing this a lot longer than me.
Yeah, it's
Eddie, they said you were terrible.
No one said.
Y'all said I was bad.
Yes, they said
really?
you read like this.
No, Lunchbox
like this.
Had more energy
than
you.
Hey, it's Eddie. You're at the YMCA member like me. You know the Y is a great place.
I gave you both a 7. Oh. He had more energy, but he messed up twice.
Did you? Like, mess up?
No, one time.
And he was under by a second.
Okay.
And you were over.
No, I wasn't.
Eddie was right on.
Okay.
But our winner.
Yeah, come on.
And next to last best at commercial radio.
Yeah!
I had no chance. You guys always want to hold me down.
What? We both had a chance here.
No. They weren't going to be honest no matter what. We have biased judges here.
Even on the live read, you did the...
It would be three mess ups.
But my question is, whose commercial... if you're driving your car, whose commercial are you going to remember more? Mine or his?
If you keep the... I don't know.
No, honestly. Mine is...
It's going to be in there because it's live.
Exactly. Who's going to remember more?
It's about the YMCA. I'm going to think it's about...
No, you're wrong.
Rewinding at Blockbuster.
Be kind, rewind.
There we go. Hey, congratulations.
Thank you, buddy. Hey,
chick. Bobby Bones
Show. All right, listen to this for a second, Amy. Tell me if you think I'm crazy or not. Because, and you know the first part of the story from off the air, but I'm going to be a bit vague. But one of my friends goes, hey, I'm going to set you up with somebody. And I go, okay, cool. She goes, I'm going to put you on a group text and introduce you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right. So I get a text and it's me and my friend that I know. Oh, I already said she was from Bumble, didn't I?
Yeah.
This part of the story I've said on the air.
Mm-hmm.
She's and put somebody else on it. And that group texting is weird because what do you say? And you're like, hey, so we move the text out of that text and we start talking a little bit. Well, then I find out it was her birthday. She's a known person. Known-ish, right?
Yeah.
You know who it is.
Yes.
I didn't know how old she was. So I Googled how old she was. And she's one great. Nothing even weird, right?
Totally.
Like, of age. Not of age legally, but like even so of age bad. For like me. For like, me. Yeah. Right, right.
Like there's no question. It's right, not like, right, ooh, right, right, will right. I have something in common with her?
Right. And so...
Bobby's like, she can drive.
No, she's... Regardless.
I'm just kidding. Okay, carry on.
Well, I'm trying to be careful about what I say. When I Google her age, it says her birthday, and it happened to be the next day. And I was like, holy crap, her birthday. So the next day, I just text her. I said, hey, I think it's your birthday. Happy birthday. And then I didn't hear back. So was it weird?
Wait,
that
you
I
heard nothing back?
Back.
Oh, was she weirded out that you knew it was her birthday?
I don't know. Because that obviously means I Googled her, which I did.
Right, but I mean...
And I would say that.
That's normal.
Is it weird?
Still nothing?
Yeah, it was...
Yeah, that's
weird.
Yeah, I don't know. Or she went somewhere for her birthday.
No, that's just not true. Okay. That doesn't happen.
What? Sometimes people happen. Disconnect. Yeah, or
not for like 2 days.
Camping. Maybe you should just anyway. Be like, oh, I guess you went camping for your birthday, so still waiting to hear back.
Hold on, let me see if I got a text back.
If she did and you haven't replied, now she's wondering why you haven't.
Here it is. Okay, I did. Okay, this is what happened. I said, hey, it's your birthday. Happy birthday. And I did get a text back. I said, hey, thanks. And then what I did was the next day I was like, hey, I just sent a text and asked a question. But then she never responded for like 2 days.
Oh.
That's what it was. So I wondered if she thought that was weird. That's what it was.
Yeah, maybe she was. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Was she weirded out that I knew it was her birthday?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like you have a good explanation as to why you knew. Totally normal for you to Google her to find out how old she is. And then it's not your fault that Google's like, hey, this is her birthday.
Yeah. Anyway, there went that, huh?
Yeah. It was good while it lasted.
It didn't even last.
I mean, maybe you could check in with your mutual connection and be like, hey.
I'm not trying to press anything.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm
just
good.
Listen,
I'm just living my life. I'll let you know if anything comes back.
Yeah. If it's meant to be, it'll be.
You know what? Wise people said that.
Mm-hmm.
Any advice on that? Just let it chill?
Yeah, I would let it chill for sure. Like, she's obviously, if y'all group texted and moved to your own personal text, like, yeah. She knows you exist.
Yeah.
She hasn't forgotten about you. I would just let her come back around.
Yeah. And if she doesn't, she doesn't. Her loss, right?
Right. Totally.
Probably her gain by avoiding whatever train wreck I am. That's it. All right, that's my story. Morgan number two, anything you want to add? She's older than Morgan number two. Morgan number two is 25. 26. How old are you again? 25?
I'm 25.
Okay, she's older than Morgan number two. What do you think about that situation, Morgan number two?
The whole texting thing bothers me. If somebody can't, like, text you back quickly, like, it to me, it shows they're not interested. Because, like, everybody's on their phone.
I am all the time.
I miss texts a lot, though. I do.
What do you mean? How do you miss a text?
I don't know. Even from people that I like text with like a lot. Like I'll be like, oh shoot, how did I miss that? I mean, even my husband.
So you miss a text from your husband?
Yes.
How do you miss
that? I don't like
I don't keep
pick
a
and
red
choose.
Dot.
I don't pick and choose who I miss text from. It just happens.
I've never heard of anyone missing a text in my life.
Oh. I mean not yeah.
How many red dots do you have open on your text? On your text. How many red dots does it say?
177.
That's so crazy.
It happens.
Morgan number two, if you were me, what would you do? We had a delightful conversation, and then I'd never heard back after that birthday day.
I think you have to wait to see if she makes a move, because to me, like, it really is saying she's uninterested or she doesn't care enough to put in the time to do it.
Or so. Is she like, he didn't even get me anything for my birthday, rude.
I only text met her the night before.
Still, okay. It's enough time to send her.
I'm so embarrassed by this.
Some cake.
I'm so embarrassed.
Yeah. But it's okay. Sucks. I'm glad you're being open and vulnerable about it. People can probably relate. There's somebody listening right now that literally hasn't gotten a text back from somebody, and now you're letting them know they're not alone.
Well, it sucks when people don't like you back. You know what I mean?
I know, but it happens to all of us.
All right. I'll keep you updated. The Bobby Bones Show. I was watching Lauren Elena's Insta story over the weekend. And she was on an airplane, and she had in some headphones, but it was like the earbuds, and they have that little rubber cap on the earbud, you know, the little rubber piece.
Yeah.
Like, and so I guess she had them in, and she pulled them out, and one of them stuck inside of her ear, that little rubber thing, and she couldn't get it out of her ear. And so her whole Insta story is this dude sitting next to her on a plane that she didn't know is trying to dig it out of her ear.
Oh. Of course that would happen to her.
I'm laughing so hard. It's not up anymore. Maybe she saved it and she can put it up. And it was like 8 stories of them trying everything. They put a pin in her ear. Then eventually, like, one of her bandmates comes up and they find tweezers. And they're as this flight's in the air, they take the, and they finally remove it from deep in her ear canal. That little bitty rubber thing that goes over like an earpiece on
right.
her phone.
Yeah. Yeah. That's scary.
Her Insta stories are funny. She's funny. Lauren Elena is funny. That's it. You good?
Yeah, you?
I'm good. I'm about to leave here and fly back home, which I'm very excited to do. Last night was the finale of American Idol, and now I come home forever. The end. It's done.
Yeah, the end. Until next time.
Well, I don't know that I'm coming back. They haven't said
Still?
I'm coming back yet. No, well, they. I literally don't know. Like, I signed a 2-year deal. But it's a 1-year deal, and they have the option for the second year. So they may not. I don't know what they're doing. I haven't been told I'm coming back yet, which I said a couple weeks ago, or even last week. Like, they have me if they want me. It's not one of those where I can renegotiate a deal. But, yeah, I don't know if I'm coming back or not. So I shall wait and
see. It's like you're being benched. You're on the bench. What's that dating relationship called where they bench you?
Well, everybody's on the bench right now because they haven't announced anything yet, I don't think.
Yeah.
Like, they're negotiating with everybody. And so I'm the last one. I'm the 5th of 5.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
They'll
how
take
it goes.
Care of the others first, then get to you.
For sure. Mm-hmm. For sure. But I come back today and I'm super excited to come back. And just, I've had a great time on Idol. And I'm ready to just be home for at least a week at a time.
Do you have some like post Idol meal now? Because you know you're not going to have to be on TV for a little bit.
I know. But here's the thing, man. I'm glad you brought that up.
Why?
I have so many clothes that I got from Idol that are a certain size. And if I have like a few post bad meals, I can't fit them anymore.
Oh, wow. It just takes that a few meals and they don't fit anymore.
Kind of.
That's
yeah.
kind of
you
a
ever,
rough spot to be in.
Super bloat. Like you're just like,
yes,
blah.
Yes, yes. Every month. Welcome to, yeah. If you were a girl, you would know. It's
like if I have one dessert, I feel like I've put on 8 pounds.
Wow.
I know.
That's,
but,
yeah.
I got a couple announcements I have coming up about some show stuff I'm doing. But anyway, I'm flying back home. I'm excited to be home. The end. And I'll get on an airplane. And, you know, it'll be fun coming home to the parade. It'll be fun. Everybody waiting for me.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. That's what we're doing today. We'll be welcoming you.
Yeah, okay. What's up with you?
I mean, just a normal day for us. Except for I don't always get to pick my kids up from school. And I'll be doing that today. They love it. When I get to pick them up, so that'll be fun. And then I don't know what we're gonna go do. Maybe I'll take them to go do something fun because I'm cool.
Lunchbox?
Ooh, I gotta get that yard mowed. The grass is getting kind of tall. Been raining a little bit off and on. It's supposed to rain later this week, so gotta get it mowed so it's fresh with the rain.
Yeah. Well, there you have it. We're such adults, kids and yards.
Kids and yard work.
Yeah, and don't forget the bachelorettes tonight, folks.
Oh, yeah. I've got girlfriends that are totally into that right now. They have, like, group texts flying. I'm like, should I join in on this? Because I feel like I'm missing out.
You are missing out.
I don't have a comment.
Okay. Bobby can't comment on the Bachelor or Bachelorette anymore because...
No, I just choose not to comment right now.
Okay.
Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye, everybody. The Bobby Bones.